Hey seekers, welcome back.
Yeah.
Today we're taking another deep dive into the spiritual seek.
Ooh, fun.
Right, and this time it's all about spotting those red flags, those warning signs of a false prophet.
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
And they actually had this little mini personality test.
Okay.
Which is, I think, a really interesting way to frame it.
Yeah.
You know how the spiritual seek is always about, you know, separating those fleeting feelings from lasting truths.
Oh, absolutely.
This really gets at how do you actually discern that for yourself when it comes to a spiritual teacher or a leader or somebody you might be looking up to.
Yeah. It's so important these days.
Yeah.
With so much information out there.
Exactly.
There's too many voices.
This test basically has a series of statements.
Yeah.
And we're going to kind of go through them one by one.
All right.
And unpack what they're really getting at.
Sounds good.
So the first one is, if someone has a large following, they must be trustworthy.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
That is a, that's a tricky one right there.
It is tricky.
I mean, we see this all the time, not even just in like the spiritual world,
right.
But like,
total
you know, think about like those best-selling books that turn out to be total flops or those popular diets that promise miracles but deliver nothing.
Right.
Popularity doesn't equal legitimacy.
Totally. I mean, think about how many times, you know, you've seen something, everyone's like raving about it and you're like, oh, this must be good.
Yeah.
And then
it's dud.
It's a total dud.
Yeah.
So how do we avoid,
especially
when it comes to spiritual guidance?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think it's about looking beyond the numbers.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the substance behind the hype?
Mm-hmm.
What evidence supports their claims? Would I still be interested in this teaching if it wasn't so popular?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Strip away the social proof and see if the core message still resonates with you.
I love that. So it's about really like taking that step back.
Absolutely.
And being like, okay,
what's
the actual message here?
Yeah.
What are they actually saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the next statement.
Okay.
This one says,
right.
A true spiritual leader only radiates positivity and optimism.
Oh, I don't know about that.
This one's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because it sounds good on the surface.
Yeah, it does. It sounds appealing.
I think there's more to it than that.
I think so, too. I think true spiritual growth isn't about bypassing the difficult stuff.
Right.
It's about facing our shadows.
Yeah.
Acknowledging our pain
and
learning to integrate all aspects of ourselves.
I used to think that spirituality was about, you know, being happy and blissful all the time.
Yeah.
But I've learned
that
it's so much deeper than that.
Absolutely.
It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience.
The good, the bad, and the messy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the messy.
Yeah.
And someone who only focuses on the positive.
Yeah.
Might be trying to sell you a feel-good fantasy.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
That ultimately prevents you
from
doing the real work of self-discovery.
I think that word leader in that statement, too, is a bit of a red flag for me.
Oh, tell me more about that.
It implies this hierarchy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Someone who's somehow above you on the spiritual ladder.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, who are they to tell me what my spiritual path should look like?
Exactly.
We all have our own unique journeys, right?
Absolutely.
And true spiritual guidance should empower you to find your own path.
Yes.
Not blindly follow someone else's.
100%.
Which leads us to the next statement.
Okay, let's hear it.
Having a spiritual guide is essential.
Mm-hmm.
Alone, we can easily get lost.
Mm.
Okay, this one, I can see both sides, right? Because on the one hand, having a mentor, someone who's walked the path before you can be so valuable. They can offer insights and support and guidance that you might not find on your own.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, becoming too dependent on a guide can stifle your own growth.
For sure.
And intuition.
Yeah, it's like you're outsourcing your spiritual authority to someone else.
Like, I'm just going to let them tell me what to do.
Yeah, it's all about finding that balance.
Right.
Mentorship can be helpful, but it shouldn't come at the cost of your own discernment.
Right.
Even if you're learning from someone you respect.
Yeah.
It's crucial to maintain your critical thinking skills.
Absolutely.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
Challenge assumptions. And trust your own inner compass.
It's like the difference between being given a map
Yeah.
And learning how to navigate by the stars.
I love that.
Right? A map can be useful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know how to read the terrain and trust your own instincts, you're always going to be dependent.
You'll always be dependent on someone else to show you the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of self-reliance, let's dive into this next statement.
Okay.
Which touches on a topic that often gets people riled up.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
An enlightened leader does not despise money, but uses it wisely. Okay, this one's a bit of a minefield.
It is.
Because the relationship between spirituality and money can be so complex.
It really can be.
Right.
Yeah.
Some traditions emphasize renunciation of material wealth, while others see it as a tool for service and positive change. Yeah. It's easy to get caught up in judgment and assumptions.
Totally.
I'm curious to hear your take on this one.
Yeah, it is a complex topic. I think it's less about whether a spiritual leader has money and more about their relationship with it.
Okay.
You know, like, do they use their resources to empower others or just to enrich themselves?
Right.
Is there a sense of detachment and generosity, like an air of possessiveness and greed?
You know, it's funny.
Those are the questions I'd be asking.
It's almost like, are they walking the walk?
Right.
When it comes to...
Yeah. Are they embodying those values?
Their financial choices.
Yeah. That they preach about.
Right.
Generosity, simplicity, service.
Exactly.
You know, all those things.
Yeah.
Remember, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Observe how they handle their finances, how they treat those with less.
Yeah.
And whether their lifestyle aligns with their teachings.
So true.
That can tell you a lot more than any pronouncements about money and enlightenment.
Okay, ready for the next statement?
Hit me.
This one feels a little more straightforward.
Okay.
But I'm sure you'll find some nuance to unpack.
We'll see.
A person who speaks with great charisma and confidence is likely to be a true prophet.
Oh, this one is definitely a trap.
Yeah. What do you think about this one?
Can be incredibly seductive,
but
it's not a reliable indicator of authenticity.
Right.
Think about it.
Okay.
Some of history's most manipulative figures have been incredibly charming and persuasive.
Totally.
They know how to play the crowd, how to evoke emotions, and how to make you feel like you're part of something special.
It's like they cast a spell with their words almost.
Exactly.
You know, drawing you into their world, making you believe everything they say.
It's so easy to get swept up in that energy and lose your critical faculties.
Right.
So it's so important to separate the message from the messenger.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in the performance, the theatrics, or the emotional hype.
Right.
Focus on the substance of their teachings, their track record, and whether their actions align with their words.
So instead of being dazzled by the fireworks, look for the deeper meaning behind the display.
Exactly.
Right. Like, are they genuinely trying to illuminate a path for others?
Yeah.
Or are they just putting on a good show to gain followers and influence?
That's the question.
Right.
And this leads us to another tactic false prophets often use, which is masterfully captured in this next statement.
All right, bring it on.
If a spiritual message resonates within me emotionally, it must be from a divine source.
This one is so tricky.
It is.
Because emotional resonance can be such a powerful force.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. When something truly speaks to your soul, it can feel like a profound revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Like a confirmation that you're on the right path.
Yeah.
But how do we know
right.
if that resonance is genuine?
Exactly.
Or just a product of our own
desires
and projections?
That's where discernment comes in.
Okay.
Right? It's not about dismissing those emotional responses altogether.
Yeah.
That they can be valuable guys.
Right.
But we need to examine them
with
a critical eye.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Ask yourself, why does this resonate with me?
Mm.
Is it aligning with my deepest values? Or is it simply confirming my existing beliefs or biases?
It's like checking in with your inner compass.
Exactly.
That sense of knowing.
Yeah.
That comes from deep within rather than just.
Instead of being swept away.
Getting swept away by a wave of emotion.
By that wave of emotion. Remember, false prophets are often skilled manipulators.
Mm.
They know how to tap into our hopes and fears.
Right.
How to create a sense of belonging and euphoria. that makes us want to believe them.
Right.
That's why it's crucial to cultivate a discerning heart,
mm-hmm.
one that's both open to new ideas
yeah.
and wise to potential pitfalls.
Okay, so far we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
Watch out for the bandwagon effect.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled by forced positivity.
Mm, yeah.
Be mindful of mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Check those financial vibes.
Mm.
Don't be blinded by charisma.
Yeah.
And question those emotional gut reactions.
Right, those knee-jerk reactions.
What's the final piece of wisdom?
Yeah, good question.
The spiritual Sikh offers
mm-hmm.
in this.
I like how they framed it as a personality test.
I know, me too.
That's kind of fun.
It is. Mm-hmm. This truth-testing journey.
The final statement really gets to the heart of what the spiritual Sikh is all about. It says, if a spiritual message resonates within me emotionally, it must be from a divine source.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This is where we need to be extra cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to mistake emotional intensity for spiritual truth.
It's like sometimes we can get so caught up in the feeling of a message that
yeah.
we forget to like engage our critical thinking skills.
Right.
We just assume if it feels good, it must be true.
And that's a dangerous assumption.
Right.
Remember, our emotions can be influenced by all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Our personal experiences, our desires, even our cultural conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So just because something resonates deeply
right.
doesn't automatically make it a universal truth or a message from the divine.
It's like those times when you hear a song.
Yeah.
That takes you right back to like a specific memory or feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a powerful experience.
Right.
But it doesn't mean the song itself holds some profound universal truth.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that our emotional responses are subjective and personal.
Okay.
They can offer valuable insights into ourselves,
mm-hmm.
but they don't necessarily reflect a higher truth.
Right.
The key is to cultivate that space between feeling and knowing.
Yeah.
To allow for reflection and critical thinking.
So instead of just blindly following our emotional reactions,
yeah.
we need to learn to observe them,
mm-hmm.
question them,
mm.
and see if they align with our deeper values and understanding.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's where the real work of discernment begins.
Right.
It's not about suppressing our emotions
mm-hmm.
or becoming cold and analytical.
Okay.
It's about integrating our emotional intelligence with our critical thinking skills.
So we have to use both.
How to use both?
Our heart and our head.
Yeah, our head and our heart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like we need to become spiritual detectives.
Ooh, I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Carefully examining the evidence,
mm-hmm.
considering different perspectives.
Absolutely.
And trusting our own inner guidance.
I love that.
Yeah.
And remember, as we've discussed throughout this deep dive,
mm-hmm.
the spiritual Sikh emphasizes the importance of distinguishing between fleeting feelings and lasting truths.
Right.
Those emotional highs can be intoxicating.
Yeah, they can.
But they often fade away.
Mm-hmm. Leaving us craving more.
Yeah, we always want the next hit.
We want the next one.
The next high. The real goal is to uncover those core truths that resonate deep within us, the ones that stand the test of time, and guide us towards genuine growth and transformation.
So as we wrap up our exploration of this fascinating personality test,
mm-hmm.
what's the key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I'd say this, be discerning. Be curious and trust yourself.
Ooh, I love that.
The spiritual journey is a rich and rewarding one,
mm-hmm.
but it's not without its pitfalls.
Right.
By cultivating these qualities, you can navigate the path with more awareness, wisdom, and ultimately more freedom.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And remember, dear listeners, you are not alone on this journey.
We're all in this together.
Connect with like-minded seekers.
Yeah.
Share your experiences. Support each other.
Yes.
And keep those conversations flowing. The collective wisdom of the community can be an invaluable resource as you explore the depths of your own spiritual path.
It really can.
And as always, thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive.
It's been fun.
We'll be back next week with another fascinating exploration into the world of knowledge and ideas.
See you next time.
Until then, keep seeking, keep questioning, and keep trusting your own unique and beautiful journey.